Van Dung. No parent ever mentioned Van Dung to me. No teacher ever mentioned Van Dung to me. No religious leader has ever mentioned Van Dung to me. No one has, unless one recalls the voice of Malcolm X, the black nationalist leader of the movement, 60s. Malcolm X, in his recorded speeches, speaks of how America's attack against black life and black rights led to a black revolution around the world. And I think to inspire black people and to convince them that they were not alone, Malcolm spoke of countries from Asia and Africa, newly independent countries, getting together to create a separate, non-aligned body to serve the needs of these newly emergent nations and their peoples and cultural, economic, and technical affairs. What a surprise to hear of Van Dung again over 50 years later. In 1956, the black American expatriate Richard Wright publishes The Color Curtain, a deep examination of the Asian-African conference in Bandung, Indonesia. Here we see Wright's allegiance to psychiatry and psychology as a way into one's hidden drives and unspoken motivations. And this adoption of the science of the mind, Wright seemingly dumps political analysis for psychic or psychological analysis, or the outside for the inside. Instead of analyzing classes, Wright looks to religion and race as keys to identity. And he saw the Bandung Conference as a convocation of the world's dispossessed peoples who turned from communism as well as capitalism to follow the road called non-alignment. When Wright first learned of the Bandung Conference, he was stunned by the sheer size of the populations to be represented there: China, India, Indonesia, Japan, Ethiopia, the Gold Coast, the Philippines, some 29 nations in all. He told his wife he had to go, and when she asked him why, he passed her the newspaper article. Upon reading it, she exclaimed, "Why, that's the human race." And so it was. But nations are nations, and they rarely yield the iron chains of sovereignty. Van Dung, a dream, rarely reached its enormous potential. Can it do so now, in this new century, threatened by rapacious capitalism under the guise of neocolonialism? The West wants to chain the world's majority to its systems of repression and restriction. Can the world, the human race, raise again the banner of self-determination, liberation, and freedom? Can Van Dung give rise to a new world power based on the overwhelming majority of the world's people? Can Africa and Asia emerge as whole societies again? This we shall find out, whether the dream of Malcolm and our dream can become a reality. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.